At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The show is Metal Shop in the studio. I have End of Days.
What's up,
Trevor?
Howdy. It's
Stoked to have you back. Stoked to have you. You were here 2 years ago for Searching for a Way Out, and you have a new record out, actually, and with a record release show coming soon. The debut LP, Nothing But Hate.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yes.
So, go ahead and do the, I know you were here before, but let's do the introduction. Some of you have been, done the show with me and for various other things. So, let's start with Landon.
Hi, I'm Landon. I play guitar.
I'm Nate, vocals.
I'm Nick, drums.
I'm Caleb. I play bass.
I'm Matt. I play guitar as well.
And let's go ahead and go. We're going to go to, so the last time you were in here, we talked about kind of like musical roots you guys talked about just like your intro to music. But let's just talk about like the beginning of your guys' band, because I've known everyone in this room for 10 years at least over a decade.
I think maybe for you, me and Landon, maybe close to even 20.
Jesus. Yeah, like collectively, like all of us have known each other. More than 10 for everybody in this room for various bands, projects, shows.
All of it.
Been through Northwest Hardcore for quite some time. So let's talk about y'all. A lot of y'all have been in bands before and came together for End of Days. I know. At the time, like 8+ years ago, a little bit of lore. Me and Nate were co-workers at one point. I mean, we worked together. We worked at the same job. Close to, I think that's the definition of co-workers, right?
Yeah, actually, Nate's just a troublemaker.
He was a troublemaker on that forklift.
I voted for you for EOM a couple times.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. You let me know. I would have worked harder. You let me know now, in like 6 years later.
Yeah.
Well, that really motivates me. So we were, you guys were working on, so I remember at that point you were working on trying to put together a band, and then about a year or two later, End of Days came about. So how did that all form?
So basically what happened was, it was originally me and Joey were jamming a long time ago for some riffs, and then we had Nikki play drums because we were like, oh, he's a good drummer, and we wanted vocals in a band, and the songs we made then were not that good, and so we kind of shelved it for a little bit, and then I had a couple songs ideas like, oh, these I think would actually be good songs, and so me and Joey jammed again, and then eventually I don't think it was kind of worked them out, and then eventually it just turned into having Nick, and then asking Matt, and then Alex was also in the band for a minute, and then now Caleb's in the band, so that's kind of how it started. The first show was right before COVID, and that kind of shut everything down.
Yeah, I think your first and like only show of 2020 was that first show. You guys came out with your demo not too long ago, long before that, and that was that show at Project, correct? And was that what was that bill? I forget which one. We were talking about that a little bit.
Take Offense, Higher Power, Drain, and Life's Question.
Yeah.
Okay, Life's Question. Okay. I'm trying to remember because there was also a show around that same time that Vimakara played where I got slammed into the sound booth.
No.
There
was a lot going on, and I was trying to like say, hey guys, I might have a concussion, and luckily I'm still here, but nobody was paying attention, and I was like, hey guys, I'm not feeling very good.
Oops.
and everybody's attention was, I was like, okay, I'm gonna drive and hopefully I make it home okay. Long story short, I did.
We're all glad you made it home, man.
Yeah. it was a little distracting evening, but end of it. So yeah, that was the first show, and then
even before our first show, I think I shouted out End of Days during Hands of God set at the first Jag. Was it the first Jag they played?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's probably a video of it somewhere, but I definitely shouted out End of Days, like. I think that happened before the first show.
Well, you're still here, so you put it out. You put it out into the world. It could have been bad. It could have been not. The band could not exist, or you made it to your first show.
That would have been cool. Shout out our own band, and then never play a show.
Never play.
Could super cutty.
That could have been the move. And then, what was your first show out of the pandemic or out of that 20?
Dying Wish with Dead Heat at Real Art.
Yeah,
that one. Okay, yeah. Late 2021. That was a pretty yeah. Stacked show. That was when like every show for like 6 months didn't matter. It was stacked with
insane,
stacked with people.
Everyone was playing. Yeah,
everybody was playing, and every show was just like.
I don't even like remember that show.
I think it was like Dying Wish, like record release weekend or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember. I do remember we played their record.
A Real Art. Yeah.
King Yosef played that.
Yosef. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then from there, I think that was, and then you guys, if we're going to the timeline, then the next EOD release came out sometime in 2022. Correct.
That sounds right.
Yeah,
Kills Enemy or
yes,
yeah,
yeah.
That was right.
Came out on a whim, honestly.
Right before Jag.
Yeah, we kind of were like, well, we're playing Jag. We want to play some new songs, so let's. I think we had already been playing one of those songs too, right?
Yeah, we were playing. I think we were playing Kills Enemy.
Were we? Yeah, I remember we were playing one of them, but I think. We recorded it because I think Nick's other band was in the studio, and we just pretty much showed up and we're like, hey, we're going to record it real quick.
And then fast forward to that and to 2 years ago, Searching for a Way Out. You guys played you had a sold out show at Real Art and had that was a really fun show too. I think that was Big Boy.
That was Big Boy, a Morning Star.
Yeah, Slime.
Slime.
Apex.
Cujo.
Spur.
One thing that was not present or featuring was air conditioning. That was not on the bill. So we did not see air conditioning for that show. But it was a packed one. I remember I was in there. I was like, I just came from work. I have my backpack and I'm trying to straddle it during the show. I was like, it was comparable to like seeing Jag sets inside of Real Art as well. Like that show, yeah. That show felt like a little extension of just another gig. So that's very cool. And we're gonna talk about that in just we'll talk about the upcoming release show in just a minute. But let's fast forward and talk a little bit about let's talk about the new stuff. Tell us what people need to know about the new release.
It's dope.
Mosh.
Yeah, it's dope.
Listen to find out.
So let's okay, before we play some songs, let's just talk about some bands that maybe you guys get. Any bands or stuff that you listen to jamming for this new record? Anything that comes to mind?
Mostly Friends bands. I think the influence kind of comes out a lot, but obviously we listen to bands like King Nine and things like that, you know, heavier, groovier stuff. For me personally, it's mostly just listening to like Friends bands and just wanting to put out some cool music that I would like to hear, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's some stuff where I was like, oh, it'd be cool to have a part that sounds like that. You know, there's definitely like a Hatebreed style mosh riff I wanted, but kind of make it like the EOD style. I think there's like a lot of influence going on. Definitely King Nine. There's definitely some Marauder stuff going on. Hatebreed.
It's like a lot of these bands we're talking about, you know, they don't come up here a whole lot because, you know, it's hard for bands to get up to the Northwest just in general, right? We're kind of isolated. So it's kind of nice to like see this kind of music live or hear it live or whatever. So I guess we'll just, in the spirit of DIY, just make our own versions of it and just write stuff that we would like to hear anyways, you know? So.
Yeah. For me, you can really feel that at those specific sets. It's really cool to see that, because that is also somewhat reflective of Rainfest itself, being able to have people from out of town see everyone, all the friends get up front. And also this year, rest in peace to my best friend Chris X. Chris X. Dude,
yeah, he got messed up,
dude.
Nose slammed on the guardrail.
So the bike. I see one carry Chris out of the
no, Chris.
I just got in the building and I'm like, and like you guys are playing like one of the newer songs, and I just see the door, and when I see that back door open at Airport Tavern, you know, I was like, oh gosh, somebody's got care. Yeah. Everybody's in that corner, and it was my best friend X, Chris X.
Oh, good bleep, Chris.
Oh yeah, my bad.
Good bleep, Chris.
Was he still in there after? Did he come back in? Man, because I feel like I looked up for a second and saw him like a flash of light and just seen him with like blood all over his mouth. And was
that was right after it happened.
Okay, so yeah, I saw it. Like, I saw the immediate after, and I was
because he looks at me, dead in the face like, all right, time to clock in.
Oh man!
Immediately clock out.
That's bleak and funny.
That's Chris, who plays drums for Landlost, by the way, for anyone that doesn't know. That's our boy,
Chris Landlost, Dead Air, legend,
all of it.
Legend, and veteran of EOD pits. So let's talk about, so going with that, you guys have for this new record a ton of features. It's cool having a good healthy amount, like some cool features. You guys have, you start off with one of my favorite Pacific Northwest bands. They need to have this is the first like new having any vocal from Cujo in a while. I've been waiting for them to have, and it's cool to have them help open up features from Speed, features from Tsunami, features from Slime. Sick stuff.
Yeah, yeah. How did the Kevin one even come about?
I think he just showed up to the studio.
We just like Kevin.
Yeah, we just thought, hey, it's dope. And we liked his vocals.
It was definitely super, like, we were there trying to... It was like a part, and we're like, oh, it'd be cool to have a guest part right here. We're like, who should we ask? And then I can't remember who hit him up, because someone hit him up and he showed
Nate.
Up.
Yeah,
it was Nate.
I texted him.
He like showed up like within an hour or two, and then he came and he did that crap.
That was all
that bleep. He did that in like almost one take.
Yeah.
And it just was like, dang, this sounds awesome, man. Thanks.
That's my old head.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kevin. Shout out to Cujo.
Kevin Malice.
Kevin, dude. Shout out to Malice.
Yeah. Shout out Malice.
Shout out to Malice. Shout out to the Malice, that music video.
Yep.
The Red Room. The Red Room.
Self-entitlement, baby. Cody Gores is not in it once.
Shout out to partially Cody. Filmed by me.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
So what track do you guys want to play?
Man, dealer's choice.
Pick Trap Bot.
Let's do the one with Cujo. Let's start with the opening track.
Yep.
Sun Turns Black, and we'll be back with End of Days here on Metal Shop KISW.
Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Many women in perimenopause and menopause are focused on eating healthier, but they may still be missing key nutrients like protein and iron. When you're not tracking them consistently, it can be difficult to know if you're actually meeting your needs. That's why I recommend Chronometer. It gives you a detailed look at your nutrition, including protein intake, iron, fiber, omega-3s, and so much more. I like that it helps women move beyond simply counting calories and really understand nutrient density. What makes Chronometer different is the level of accuracy and detail. The platform is incredibly user-friendly, but also robust enough that I genuinely trust the data. During midlife, nutrition becomes even more important than ever, and having access to this kind of information can help support smarter daily habits. If you want a clearer picture of your nutrition and micronutrient intake, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Metal Shop KISW, we are back with End of Days. So before we talk about music, where does End of Days Seattle, End of Days Tacoma, or End of Days just Northwest Hardcore? NWAC.
That hella depends on who you ask. Wait, can I say hella?
Yeah. Or bleepa. Yeah.
That bleepa depends on who you ask. Me, Matt, we're from Seattle.
If you're asking me, Landon, Tacoma.
You're asking me, Caleb, Everett.
You're asking Nick, it's Tacoma.
Is that a tie? Or is
I
Tacoma?
I will say, three of the five of us live in Tacoma.
Yeah, it's Tacoma, man.
But when the band started, three out of five of us lived in Seattle, so.
Yep.
Okay, fine. But I think when you started out,
C-Tech hardcore.
When you started out, yeah, I swear it was the tag was Seattle. That was the tagline.
Yep.
But I guess Northwest hardcore. I mean, we all moving around out here.
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah. When the band started, I actually will say, four out of five of us were from Seattle.
Oh bleep!
Let the record show our origins are Seattle.
And our first show was in Seattle.
Yeah, you know what? This is Seattle.
And we're in Seattle right now, actually.
Yeah, and we recorded the LP in Seattle.
So Seattle.
And the demo.
And this station is in Seattle, so.
Both the first demo and this LP were recorded by Cameron Heck, by the way. The greatest sound engineer in the Northwest.
Seattle? Tukwila?
Seattle.
Seattle.
Yeah, over in South Park.
All right, see. Good That's show. Seattle, so I guess we're going with Seattle, y'all. Go Seattle. 206.
Six.
Good old
Do
two.
Do you have a 206 number?
No.
All right, so shows. Let's, you guys played Jag this year. Y'all just played the Rumble.
Oh yeah. I forgot.
Yep.
But any other memorable shows in the last couple years between this release and this upcoming release? Anything that comes to mind?
The Barboza show. That might have been before.
That was right before?
Because that was sometime.
That was like January of 22, I believe.
Yeah.
Yo, that Ballard show was pretty sick.
Ballard show.
The VFW.
Oh, yeah, that show
was awesome.
Yeah, Cody from 951, he booked it. It was a Palestine benefit.
Yes, that show was lit.
It was very fun.
Dude, when the shows are good at that Ballard VFW, they're good.
that Numo show where it was Brave out, Aw Man out.
Speed.
Yeah, that was a very fun one.
Reminded me of Rainfest vibes for real. Yeah. Like, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Whenever you can get a good hardcore show in Numos, it's a good time.
Oh yeah. Yeah, love playing there.
That was really, really fun, and just hit, like, all the bands sounded really, really good that night. Like, yeah. Just like the sound was like top tier. So that was it was just overall, like, fun vibes.
Yeah. The Seattle date of that Ended tour we did too was like,
oh yeah.
Yeah,
for us was awesome.
Yeah, that was
definitely very cool to come home, play a show at home on a tour with bands that we, you know, have never really played shows with, aside from No Right, I think. We played with Click a couple times too.
Yeah.
But it was cool to, like, come home for, like, a show and then just have, like, a super cracking set, so.
Was that the end of that tour, or is that
it was right in the middle
beginning?
Yeah. Oh,
we played the Bay, and then I think Portland, and then home.
Yeah,
and then went elsewhere.
Yeah, we went out east,
all the way to Denver.
Oh, Denver was cool.
Denver was sick.
Yeah.
Denver. You ended cool. in Denver.
Yeah, it was so funny too. No Right plays right before us, and Sierra goes, "Who's excited for End of Days?" Nothing. Not one clap. Not one, like, woo. Nothing.
I just went blank stare.
It was insane. I looked at Matt. And I was like, oh, this is gonna be smoked out. And then we had a cracking set.
It was super sick.
Like, when he says nothing, like, the room got quieter.
You could hear
somehow.
A pen drop. Just because they were like, maybe it was a who were they?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I've never heard it to not get even a single pity clap.
Not even.
Yeah. Nothing. Literally nothing.
We were literally all like,
we said, I think
it's about to be bad.
I think we even verbalized saying short set tonight.
Yeah. But then we played and it was crazy and a big brawl broke out and fighting so much that. Somebody threw up all over, and then the fighting kept happening. And
so vomit, and then they didn't decide, like, oh, vomit, maybe that's end of fight. Like, no, you're just going to...
No, they're just, like, kept fighting.
We're going to power through. Doesn't matter that there is puke.
No, they feel better now. It's out of them.
So, yeah, let's just keep... No, round two. Yeah. Ding, ding. So let's talk about the record release.
Yes.
At Airport Tavern, September 12th, in Tacoma, Brainstem presents. Let's start from. I'll let you go down the line from opener to headline. What is that?
The two opening bands. We have Adipocere from Everett, and then returning from the first show to Spur. They're gonna play with us again.
Oh, Land Lost. Odd Man Out.
Boise, Heavyweight, Hardcore Champions, Witness Chamber.
End of Days.
We got End of Days. To top it off, Tsunami.
Hey, why do you say their name like that?
You have to.
Yeah, and we this time around, such a fun time at the last show that we were like, why don't we just double it up and just do two release shows? So... 777 booking, everyone involved with them kind of hooked us up with a show down there. So we got Tolls, Witness Chamber, Slime, us, and Tsunami playing at the East Bank Esplanade. Little crazy outdoor show going on down there. So
you're doing an outdoor show for the second show.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty big shows, and not one, but two in the Pacific Northwest. A big outdoor EOD show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be pretty... there's our friends down there. Originally, we were going to do it at a venue, another smaller club or something. But randomly, as we were... I kind of just let them take lead on it. And they're like, hey, actually, we're going to do a show underneath I-5. And I was like,
Oh, so it's under a freeway. So it's like...
It's like an outdoor park on the waterfront, like underneath I-5, sort of.
Yeah, Slime and Tolls on that show as well.
Yeah, of course.
Have to for the Pacific Northwest. So not one, but 2 days of EOD for a release show for their new LP. And
So, anything else you want to say before we get to sick? I'll pick you.
Never stop moshing.
Never stop moshing.
Start a band. Real warriors go to both days.
So let's do. We'll do the song with speed. We're gonna do Parasite, and then we'll do back to back with Tsunami. Anything you want to say about those songs?
Shout out Jim from Speed. Shout out Joseph from Tsunami. They were just kind enough to do a little spot on our song. So shout out them.
Oh yeah, we're gonna play that. Thank you. Thank you once again. End of Days. Check out their two shows, 12th and 13th at Airport Tavern in Elma, both with Tsunami. Also 13th at in Portland at the East Bank Esplanade. Is that correct? Am I saying that correct?
That was sure. Beautiful.
Perfect. We're gonna hit those songs. You're listening to Metal Shop KISW.
The Rock.
The Rock. Metal Shop.
Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Many women in perimenopause and menopause are focused on eating healthier, but they may still be missing key nutrients like protein and iron. When you're not tracking them consistently, it can be difficult to know if you're actually meeting your needs. That's why I recommend Chronometer. It gives you a detailed look at your nutrition, including protein intake, iron, fiber, omega-3s, and so much more. I like that it helps women move beyond simply counting calories and really understand nutrient density. What makes Chronometer different is the level of accuracy and detail. The platform is incredibly user-friendly, but also robust enough that I genuinely trust the data. During midlife, nutrition becomes even more important than ever, and having access to this kind of information can help support smarter daily habits. If you want a clearer picture of your nutrition and micronutrient intake, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Many women in perimenopause and menopause are focused on eating healthier, but they may still be missing key nutrients like protein and iron. when you're not tracking them consistently, it can be difficult to know if you're actually meeting your needs. That's why I recommend Chronometer. It gives you a detailed look at your nutrition, including protein intake, iron, fiber, omega-3s, and so much more. I like that it helps women move beyond simply counting calories and really understand nutrient density. What makes Chronometer different is the level of accuracy and detail. The platform is incredibly user-friendly, but also robust enough that I genuinely trust the data. During midlife, nutrition becomes even more important than ever, and having access to this kind of information can help support smarter daily habits. If you want a clearer picture of your nutrition and micronutrient intake, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare, retirement, and getting paid while learning? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mounioncareers.com and start building your future today.